This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. If you want to do a dressing that will help you to eliminate kidney stones from happening, well, they say that you use lemon juice and virgin olive oil. And definitely you want to use organic. Olive oil and lemon juice. Excellent way to prevent kidney stones from happening. Unless you'd rather go ahead and have the surgery done and spend all the money. They say that about 10 to 20% of the men have kidney stones and about 3 to 5% of the women. Okay, excuse me, I was going to tell you about how to do dandelion tea. Dandelion tea is so much more powerful than we ever imagined. Maybe that's why God, Yahweh, in all his glory, put dandelions everywhere. Maybe he said, you guys, you need to get it. This stuff is good. I'm going to put it absolutely everywhere. And as long as you don't have pesticides or insecticides, use your dandelion from your yard. I mean, the stuff practically grows in the winter. Well, not really, but anyway, we have at the Power Hour dandelion in a 1 pound package, dried dandelion. Dandelion root tea is a great spring tonic. It helps the transition from winter to the warmer season, to the warmer season by noticing the balancing of the blood so it will flow better. Dandelion root has been used in Chinese medicine to treat heart conditions. There's so many things that it does. I'm not going to go into everything that it does, but it's amazing in the impact that dandelion root tea has. And we have dandelion root here at the Power Mall, a whole pound of it. It has a natural diuretic effect, and you want organic. You want the good stuff, please, ladies and gentlemen. Allows your liver to get rid of toxins. Balance blood sugar levels, relieve heartburn, and soothe digestive issues. Here's how you make it. I mean, I could go into all this stuff, but it fights diabetes, kills cancer cells, serves as a diuretic, and here's how you make it. You take a tablespoon of roasted dandelion root, which we have at the Power Mall. Please get that from the Power Mall. Support us on that. A tablespoon of roasted dandelion root, 1/2 teaspoon of minced fresh ginger, 1 cardamom seed. I think that's just for a taste, but, you know, we have also the cardamom in the 1 pound bag. 12 ounces of water and honey to taste, or whatever sweetener you use. Let me give it again. 1 tablespoon roasted dandelion root, 1/2 teaspoon minced fresh ginger, 1 cardamom seed, 12 ounces water, and honey or sugar to taste. Combine all the ingredients except the honey. Bring it to a boil. Continue boiling 5 to 10 minutes. Strain and add the honey and serve. That's it. You add the honey at the very end. You don't want to kill the stuff in the honey or make it too hot. There you got your tea. And that, I will tell you, I think it's probably dandelion is one of the closest things to coffee if you're trying to make it taste like coffee. So please get it from the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. And go to the email blast. Look at the stories today. Look at that Glenn Beck story that just is absolutely the most reprehensible thing I've seen in a long time. I cannot believe this man is a professional and is on the air. And for you Glenn Beck fans out there, oh, boy, it wouldn't take me long to shut that show off, I'll tell you. He knows why God killed Scalia to make Cruz president. Check it out. That is almost certifiable, if you ask me. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease are just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're going to be talking to Mark Passio today. He's an independent researcher, public speaker, gives seminars. His website is What on Earth is Happening and FreeYourMindConference.com. He has undertaken the task of assembling vast amounts of research in the areas of metaphysics, occultism, spirituality, symbology, and consciousness studies. And in 2007, he began presenting the information in the form of a presentation series called What on Earth is Happening. And we're going to be talking to him about what is happening in the way of mind control to the people today, and especially looking at the, election, the alleged election, which we're all having to put up with. Anyway, he talks about how to apply this in your life, New Age BS, suppression of the sacred masculine, streetwise spirituality, and demystifying the occult. Thank you so much, Mark, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Joyce, thank you so much for inviting me back onto the show. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Let's talk about what's happening around us today, because people are so much more controlled than they even realize. And if you were to look at this from a, you know, from the top-down perspective, what do you see happening, and how are people being controlled to the point of not even knowing they are being controlled?
Well, the greatest form of control is the control over the perceptions of people, mind control. If people's perceptions can be controlled, then their behavior is controlled automatically, and you don't have to control them physically.
All right, give us some examples. Just keep going, because I want to hear what you have to say on this subject.
Yeah, when people ask me what the number one thing going on in the world is, I tell them mind control. If people want to be free, ultimately, they have to take control over their own thoughts. And to do that, one of the first things people have to do is learn how to independently make their own decisions about right and wrong behavior and not rely on government and law to tell them what is right or wrong. This is the understanding of natural law. This is actually having true conscience born within an individual, the knowledge of the objective difference between right and wrong. That doesn't come from legislation. That can never come from legislation. That can never come from government. Government is mind control in and of itself. And, you know, one of the main methods of mind control is dialectics, the false choice between two choices. It's something similar to, let's say, a parent wants a child to eat a serving of vegetables. So you'll give them the choice and say, do you want peas or do you want carrots, you know, with your dinner tonight? And then the child will choose between them. But, you know, ultimately it was a false choice because the parent just wanted them to eat a helping of vegetables. And by giving them the illusion of choice, it makes them think that they were involved somehow in the decision-making process. Well, it's the same thing with politics. You know, you're given the choice between the left and the right, the conservative, the liberal, the Democrat, the Republican, et cetera. But ultimately, these are just figureheads and these are just puppets. These are people that are placed in positions of influence to try to get the public to basically think that they're the ones making this decision and that these people are in actual, real, influential positions of power. It's a simple psychological technique, but it is a form of mind control. I often ask people, why do they think that there are, and it helps to really kind of emphasize this and throw it into sharp relief. I ask people, why do they think that there are only ever really two choices, really in any political system? It doesn't really matter where you go in the modern world. When there's a government election, it's always between two major political parties, especially here in the United States. Of course, the Republicans and the Democrats. So why do people think that there's only two? Why not three, four, five, six, seven, or eight choices? It's important that there only be two choices because what people are really psychologically choosing between here is the difference between a mother and a father. They're giving you the two choices as a psychological proxy for parents. See, one side plays the role of the psychological mother proxy figure. And one side plays the psychological role of the father proxy figure. The Democratic side, okay, if, you know, people just look at the general qualities that the Democrats try to appeal to in people, wants to be mommy. It wants to be the motherly figure in the person's life, in government. Okay, it wants to be the nurturer, the provider of resources, the caretaker, if you will, from cradle to grave in the person's life. So people who have some sort of nested psychological abandonment issue with the mother aspect of, you know, of the relationship will identify automatically with the Democratic Party. On the other hand, if you look at the Republican qualities in government, they want to be the protector. They want to be the person who is or the group that is going to keep people safe, provide safety, okay, and provide an environment where the person is going to be felt like they are protected. So that's the traditional father figure role, and that is what that is attempting to be the psychological proxy figure for. So that's why people never even usually ask the question, why is there ever just two political parties in this form of mind control, in this puppet show called government, where, you know, we're picking these figurehead and puppet rulers. It's because they need people to choose who are already in a psychological state of parental abandonment. That's why they want government in the first place, between a mother figure and a father figure. And this mind control technique works beautifully because ultimately somewhere nested way down inside, regardless of how unconscious people may be of it, it's in the subconscious mind. Most people in our society have parental abandonment issues of one form or kind or another, whether it be physically absent parents, whether it be emotionally absent parents, or whether it be parents who simply aren't providing some sort of structure, some sort of characteristics and needs that a child needs fulfilled and met. And that's one of the root causes of all the problems in our society is bad parenting. And the government is only too happy to step into the role and fulfill the role of proxy parent. And that's why this system of false elections continues to work so well.
You know, that's a real good way of saying it, the proxy parent, the government being the proxy parent, because, you know, they take advantage of the fact that everybody has mommy-daddy issues. And so they, you know, mommy, daddy stuff to deal with, so they can just kind of walk right in and impose themselves upon us with, quote unquote, the answers. You know, when I listen to you, I wonder, okay, where does your information come from? Where were you schooled on? What form of thought that brought you to the point where you are today, to know what you know today? What is your background? Give people a bit of a background. I didn't really cover anything having to do with that, so that we can get to know who you are, Mark.
Sure. We talked about this before on a past show, but I'll give a brief review. My background lies in occultism, but specifically it lies in dark occultism. When people talk about government, they think that that is the seat of power in the world. And it's a very, very, very uncomfortable thing for people to understand or even attempt to understand, because they'll often be in deep denial about this fact that government isn't really holding the reins of power. People who do look a little further into the control system of the world usually end up believing that bankers are the be-all and end-all of power in the world, because they create and manipulate the money supply and perform all the financial machinations that ultimately control people and their mind through, you know, power, the power of money. However, that is really not the top of the matrix of power, if you will. When you look deeper into the control system and its origins and who's really running things, you will come to the world of the occult eventually. And again, the word occult simply means hidden, hidden from sight, not readily seen, difficult to see with the eye, veiled from sight, if you will.
And so if we, so if you're talking about dark occultism versus just plain old occultism, explain the difference, if you would.
Well, it's a neutral tool because it's knowledge. This is another hard swallow for many people. You know, a lot of people want to hear the word occult, and they've been mind controlled through the repetition of the incorrect definition of a word to believe that occult means evil, just like they've been mind controlled by the incorrect definition. If you repeat it over and over again, you believe that the absence of rulership or the absence of forceful government, which is anarchy, they believe that means chaos. If you keep repeating the same false definition over and over again, people believe it. So if you keep saying the occult is evil, the occult is evil, people will believe it. Can occult knowledge be used for evil? Yes. Can it be used for good? Yes. It's a neutral tool. It's knowledge. It's like saying, what is the nature of a knife? Is it good or is it evil? Well, the nature of a knife is that it cuts things. It's a blade that is used to cut or cleave things. That's the nature of a knife. It's a tool. How it is used, whether it's going to be used for something that is good and uplifting or something that is evil and destructive, is dependent upon the wielder of the tool. And
good point. We've got to go to this break.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. We've got a 4-minute break. We'll be back with Mark Passio. The website is What on Earth is Happening. Stay tuned to the Power Hour 4-minute break. This is Joy Schmiley. We'll be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Right now at Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. And wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Thank you.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 24 minutes after the hour, you're in the right place. That is, if you want to challenge the prevailing concept of what this world is supposedly all about. And the election is one of the biggest control mechanisms I mean, anyone can see it now. It is phenomenal watching who they put up there, how they do it, everything they say. And, of course, the best thing in the world is Donald Trump, for them to be able to have everybody focusing on what weird stuff is he going to say next or whatever. But everything is by design. Trust me, I fully believe that. My guest today, Mark Passio, his website, What on Earth is Happening? He gives seminars and talks much about the issue of control. But I'm kind of interested in asking you about this dark occultism that you were involved in. I mean, what kind of dark stuff were you doing, and what was your life like when you were involved in the, you know, the biggest part of the dark occultism, Mark?
Well, what I realized when I got involved with Satanism, which was the form of dark occultism I became involved with in the past, and that's not, again, what people think it is. Again, occultism is just hidden knowledge, and people think Satanism is about the worship of the Christian devil entity, and it is not. Satanism is a worldwide religious network that is based in essentially the ideology that the self is God, and that your selfish desires need to be fed at all times, and you need to put selfishness on a pedestal above what is right, and that there is no real difference between right and wrong. We get to make that up. And if you look at Satanism by that definition, the world is satanic, and most of its people are satanic. You know, we're operating on satanic ideology, in especially Western culture, but I would say the entire world is operating on satanic ideology. But this network of dark occultic religionists, who is running the world, these are the people who are in power. When I got involved in different satanic organizations and attended their meetings and rituals,
Let me just stop you so that I can identify more with what you're talking about. What kind of organizations did you get involved in? Let's kind of focus on who or what these groups are.
Well, I was particularly involved with the Church of Satan. It's a low-level satanic group that acts as a psychological vetting and filtration system for the worldwide system of dark occultism in general, but specifically the worldwide system of Satanism. They're looking for people with specific traits and characteristics that they can bring up into their agenda and place them in point positions and essentially advance their agenda by interface not only with different political groups, but financial groups, educational institutions, media, entertainment, you name it. So there were people from all of these walks of life present from these organizations, at these organizations and at their rituals. When I realized that there were people that were all working together toward a common agenda, it wasn't just, you know, people who were interested in the knowledge of occultism for their own usage, you know, as was I at the time. Because again, all occultism is hidden knowledge about the human psyche and the laws of nature. That's what occultism really is. People want to insist that it's something that is evil, but really it's knowledge that is not generally known by the public, that if it's used by people who are in deep ego and deep selfishness and already have a lot of influence at their disposal and money at their disposal, that knowledge can be used for tremendous evil. It could be used for control. If somebody understands how certain things in the mind work, like a very advanced psychologist, and they are of a mindset to do great harm to someone else who is in complete ignorance of that knowledge, they could do a complete number on that person. And that's how you have to look at occultism in general. It is ancient psychological knowledge of the human mind, of the human motivations and desires, etc., and how all of that can be used, how it can be worked with, how it could even be manipulated if one so chose.
Okay, now let's talk about
ancient psychology, really.
Yeah, ancient psychology. But let's get down to, we know that, and we know the global aspects of it. I'd like more of the definitive value of what you did. You go to a meeting, you go to a church, you go to a whatever. What do you do? What do they do there?
It was gatherings.
Okay, but we've got a break. We need to go to this 3-minute break, and we'll be back with Mark Passio. I want to know more about it from the standpoint of individually. What did you do when you were involved in dark occultism? We'll be back. 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. The stock market opened about 3 minutes ago, and that is if you're listening live to the program on the 18th of February. It's up about 36 points. Gold is at around 1205, something like that. And I want to remind you to please take advantage of calling the Power Mall and asking for the special package deals that we have. There are some special package deals. Also, a sale on Dr. Bruce Fife's books on coconut. Incredible recipe book that he has on coconut. Also, Behold a Pale Horse is only $10. And the Numana Grab and Go non-GMO food is on special. Give us a call, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. We also have, by the way, black cumin seed, which is so incredibly good for you. on sale for $14 for 1 pound of organic black cumin seed. And, of course, Josh's favorite, the Herbes de Provence seasoning, on sale for $16.40. And lemon pepper. Oh, my gosh, I love the lemon pepper. It's on special for $17.20. Give us a call, and if you have unlimited minutes, 573-378-6049. We're talking to Mark Passio today. And, Mark, I guess, you know, we hear about, okay, you know, what these things are. But yet, I want to identify with what you did. I mean, when you go into Church of Satan, first of all, I wouldn't even know how to find one. And I hate to show my naivete here, but I think my listeners are about, you know, where I am on this subject. Going into the Church of Satan, I mean, do you have songbooks? Do you have scripture? Do you have preachers? I mean, what happens when you join the Church of Satan or you get involved in the Church of Satan?
Yeah, it's not a physical church like people would think of a church, a normal church, a religious denomination. Rituals are essentially held at private homes.
Uh-huh.
And it is an eclectic gathering of people from all walks of life, all races, all what you would call ostensible religious backgrounds, all income brackets, and all social institutions. You name the social institution, there are people who participate in Satanism from that walk of life. So they already hold power and influence in every area of our lives, and that is who their membership is made of. Bankers were there, politicians were there, judges, military, police.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. School teachers, doctors, lawyers. You name the area of influence or the positions in society that could possibly have influence or power, and there were representatives at these meetings and rituals from every single social institution.
Wow. What drew you to the Church of Satan? I mean, was your life so, I don't know, challenged, or you were looking for an answer, or what was it that drew you into the Church of Satan?
Well, to be honest, my early upbringing in conventional religion left so many questions unanswered that a lot of the frustration and anger I felt with organized religion made me seek out the exact polar opposite,
was
the dark occult. And, that's that dialectic at work again. You know, well, if you don't accept this, well, here we have this waiting for you. And, you know, each one, in my view, throws you off the path of truth and ultimate reality of what's really going on and what we really need to understand, which is objective right versus objective wrong, which is what natural law is all about. Moral law, God's law, if you will, you know, the laws of morality. That's what we really need to understand. And I feel that, you know, traditional religion as well as dark occultism is all about throwing people off of that path. And that's what that dialectic is there for. I kind of gravitated toward it because in my selfish mindset as a teenager growing up and viewing the world as totally dog eat dog, and that you could use you need and should want a natural advantage over your fellow man to be able to get what you want out of life. I wanted to understand more about the occult because I had an understanding at a young age that it was ancient psychological knowledge and that there were uses for it that involved manipulation and kind of getting what you want if you knew what someone else did not know. You know, the old adage, knowledge is power. You know, knowledge, when converted into action, can certainly be used as a power differential over people. And that was my psychological motivation at the time. That was my mindset at the time, this selfish, egoic mindset. And I want to get what I want at whatever cost. And, you know, if I have to manipulate someone to do it, then so be it. And that's what Satanism really is. And again, if you apply that definition in society, how many people out there are Satanists? I would say the majority.
Wait a minute. How many people out there are Satanists? The majority of people in this country?
In their worldview. The worldview of Satanism is I'm the most important person. Me, me, me. 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what Satanism really is. See, people name it Satanism to throw people off of what the real ideology is. So they call it something with a dark Christian trapping or setting. You know, the name Satan, it means in Hebrew adversary or opposer, because it's the force that divides us. It's the force that ultimately creates the adversarial way of life, which is the deep-seated ego. Total ego identification and total me, me, me thinking is what sets us all apart and creates, you know, tension and division, you know, and that's really what Satanism is all about. Satanism is about putting the ego on the pedestal and worshiping it as the God. It's not about falling down on one's knees and praying to the Christian entity known as Satan or the devil. This is just a symbol that is used as the adversarial symbol to traditional organized religion, but it's ultimately the symbol that is used to represent the ego. And if you, again, if you apply this definition to our society, you'll see that most of society lives satanically. They live for pure selfishness, for hedonism, for self-gratification at any cost, including another person's rights. They believe in moral relativism. They don't believe in objective right and wrong. They believe in subjective right versus wrong, that we get to make up what right and wrong is based on our whims, our likes, our preferences at any given time. That's Satanism. That's what Satanism is. And most people in our society subscribe to that ideology unknowingly without even labeling it as such. They don't know that they are living a satanic lifestyle. They don't know that they are subscribed already to this religion ideologically in their mind. That's the ultimate form of mind control, is getting people to buy into your religion and not even understanding that they've bought into your religion.
Wow, that is amazing. Well, then, what did you gain? Let me ask you, what was positive about your being with the Church of Satan, and for how long were you there?
It woke me up to the true nature of the world. That's the key good that it did. You know, I had to get that look behind the curtain, so to speak, to realize this isn't who I am. I'm not interested in human slavery. You know, I was interested in getting a leg up on my fellow man at the time, but not at the expense of the rights and freedoms of everybody in the world. And that's what this group is looking to do. They're looking to make hell out of this world and lock it down and create a permanent prison. They want slavery. They want to be the gods on earth, and they want everybody else enslaved to them. That is absolutely the agenda of the worldwide satanic hierarchical network, without a doubt. And I'm not talking, that is not the Church of Satan itself. That is not, the Church of Satan is a tiny, tiny, minuscule, low-level organization within that super hierarchy of satanic networks that exists across the world. It is just one tiny little leg of the octopus, you could call it, but I would even say it's less important than that. It is there to act as a psychological profiling system, so that they can reach a little tentacle out into the public and grab some people with some of the talents and characteristics that they may be looking for, to use them, to just use those people to advance their agenda. And that's, you know, essentially the only thing that I would have been used for my communications capabilities, my ability to, I guess, reach out and recruit people and explain to them what this was really about in their view, you know, give their cover story for what Satanism is really about, how, you know, you'll be better if you get involved in this, and bring in, you know, more psychopathic people, or, you know, people with psychopathic tendencies who are just purely selfish, purely hedonistic, and, you know, have some abilities that and characteristics that they could exploit for their own purposes. That's what a group like the Church of Satan does. It's an interface with the public to find people with certain skill sets and characteristics that they're looking for to help them with their worldwide agenda. But I got out immediately and started blowing the whistle on this in whatever way I could.
Okay. How long were you in the, I don't even know what to call it, but, you know, under the guise of the Church of Satan.
Right. I would say it was close to about 8 years in total.
Really?
All the time. But direct involvement, maybe a little bit less than that. Kind of my peripheral involvement started with really reading their literature and familiarizing myself with the ideology in general. And then I actually became involved directly with some of the people. And I was appointed to the rank of priest within the organization, specifically of the Church of Satan, in 1997. And I got out by around 2000.
Were you doing dark things? Were you doing things? I know, like Mr. William Sneblin, who's been on the show, has talked about some of the things that he did. Were you doing dark activities with these people?
I was not, other than putting out a poisonous worldview into the world. I was not involved in crimes. I was not involved in political crimes, financial crimes, sexual crimes of any kind, nor was I directly privy to crimes like that. Again, you could go to the old adage of they'll only really worry about you as a significant threat to them if you know, quote-unquote, where the bodies are buried. And at this particular organizational level of Satanism, crimes like that were not openly done. Okay, so this, again, was a more of a psychological recruiting system, if I had to label it. And they held private gatherings of, again, people from an eclectic array of people from all walks of life that gathered at private homes, performed rituals that were mainly psychodramatic in nature, and were the intent of them was energy focus. And kind of like putting people all in the same kind of mindset and getting them into what you would call an entrainment. It's like the techniques that most cults use. You know, they want people to feel a part of something bigger than life, bigger than themselves. And that's what these rituals were for. And then they were usually followed by what you would call simply networking. I mean, I don't want to make it as mundane as, you know, gathering on the lawn for the church picnic. But not too far off from that, maybe something like a power broker's business meeting after the ritual. And these people discussed their agenda quite openly. I mean, I was privy to conversations that I was completely uncomfortable with between people at many times, that openly discussed control of people, openly discussed sinister things that they were doing, you know, in politics, in banking, and, you know, monetary manipulation and, you know, things that were going on with the police, things that were being done with the military. I mean, they were very open about what they were doing and that they had the power to do all these things.
Okay, but when you talk in terms of things with the police, I mean, I don't like these global statements because I don't get a feeling of what we're talking about. What do you mean by working with the police, working with law, with the military?
If they had an agenda to pass, let's say, a certain law that they knew was going to get a lot of blowback from the populace and maybe even, like, create protests, they would openly say, well, you know, we'll use our dogs for that on the people. They call the police their pets, their dogs. They're their attack dogs. You know, they own the police. They use them as a tool. And, you know, they would just openly discuss things like, well, if this is met with this kind of a reaction, you know, release the hounds, sick the dogs upon them. You know, that is how they spoke, as if they totally owned these people, owned their mind, owned their bodies, and they constantly would degrade them as well. They would just call them animals. They would call them their pets. Even like with some of them there, they would do this. Like, I remember one ritual. It was 1997, and it was in Northern Maryland. And a police officer, an off-duty police officer, was a ancillary or peripheral member of this cult, and they had him guarding the ritual house. And one of the Satanists at this ritual house was actually mocking this guy who was their guard and saying, you know, like, what won't they do for us? You know, we could treat them however we want. We look at them as animals because they don't think, they just do whatever we tell them to do, and they'll continue to do it. And it was just absolutely mocking him and laughing at him behind his back, totally openly to other members in the group. That's how they see the police. That's how they see the military. They are, they're animals. They're attack dogs to be sicked upon whoever they want to put them upon to do their bidding, to you know, through their proxy to do violence to other people. And they look at it like these people will do it to their own kind, enslave their own kind, just because, you know, we have influence over their mind. And to them, they're a complete joke. That's how they view people.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and they openly discussed this. They actually told me before I left, they were so unconcerned with any damage that I could possibly do by exposing how they operated or what their whole worldview was, that they actually told me, do your worst, go and explain to people what you know about what we do, because they'll never accept it from you. You'll be banging your head against the wall for the rest of your life. They said, if we came forward and told people, all the institutions that we own, that we are in power, how we do what we do, that we own the police, that we own the military, et cetera, and so forth, they would not accept it from us. That's how mind controlled the public is. They're going to accept it from you?
Wow. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Mark Passio is our guest today. And I know a few people would like to call in. 855-995-6923. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley and Mark Passio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. You know, I know I'm asking Mark a lot of questions. I have no basis for any of the information that he says because I've never been there, haven't done it, and find it fascinating when he says that many Christians or most people today are Satanists in the way they live and believe. And I the more I've been thinking about that, the more I tend to think, wow, that is right. That is so true. Let me go to Gloria in New York. We're talking to Mark Passio today. And the website, whatonearthishappening.com, whatonearthishappening.com. Let's go to Gloria in New York. Gloria, you're on the air with Mark Passio. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, and thank you. Good
morning.
Mm-hmm. I'm very happy that this man has come on. He is definitely a chosen vessel. I believe every word he says because my life as a child was horrific. I should have been dead right now. You know, but there's a seed in me, and I've always wanted to know the truth about everything. And even you, Joyce, you know, you're under attack because you love the truth. You know, truth, people who love the truth are so rare. And by the way, and yes, the devil will go after you. And just to, we all have to be prepared for that. When things go wrong, things will go right because you are a chosen vessel. There's a great man out there. His name is Tex Mars. In order for him to have understood the true Christian world, he had to delve into the occult. And a lot of people went against him for that. But I admire him because he says, this is how I knew. In ancient times, when Jesus walked with his disciples, they knew about the demonic world. They tried to teach the people. People today are definitely under mind control, and it's
absolutely. I've got to move on, Gloria. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Okay.
Thank you, and we do appreciate that Mark comes on and shares this with us because boy, there's been some thought provoking stuff here, which I really appreciate. Let's go to Dustin. Did you want to say anything in response to Gloria before we move on?
I think, you know, she sounds like she's definitely a seeker of truth, and I hope people like that continue on the path that they're on because it's about facing the reality of the situation that we are in with as little fear as possible and moving forward to basically do something to confront it and correct it. So,
absolutely.
We need more people like that, definitely.
That's right. We all do our own part in this. Dustin in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Mark Passio. Go ahead, please, Dustin.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having this guest on.
Thank you.
I ran into these type of folks over the years. One in particular, I was at ITT Technical Institute. I had a 4.0 grade point average. The dean of that particular school brought me into his office, and he wanted me to join two particular groups. He called it a... they're secret societies. One was Skull and Bones, the other was Masons. However, the kind of the methods he was using, trying to get me to join these groups, sounds really, really familiar. He was telling me how they have people in all walks of life, and if I turn them down because he's already signed me up, they're going to destroy my life, and just all kinds of things like that.
Wow.
Do you think maybe... naming names or specifics about these kind of people would help the rest of us really understand.
That's a good point. You know, I'm sure that, Mark, you know known, real, true, dark, occult Satanist. And is that something that we should be aware of? Do we need to know those names? Is that a smart thing to do?
I think a lot of people have already been exposed in Satanism by many different researchers. A lot of the people that I knew, the names wouldn't really mean much to anybody. But I can tell you that there were definitely politicians involved. Former governor of the state of Pennsylvania, Dick Thornburg, was involved in the cult.
Wow. Interesting, interesting. All right, we got to go to this break. We got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back with our final segment coming up with Mark Passio. 1 minute, 10 second break.